Chances are there's a lithium-ion battery you use on a daily basis, you might just not realize it. These types of batteries are common in everyday life, but lithium-ion batteries can also pose a hazard if not cared for properly. With the rising use of lithium-ion batteries in everyday household items becoming more popular, North Bay Fire and Emergency Services offers these tips and advice to keep your home and your family safe. Lithium-ion batteries differ compared to your typical alkaline AA, AAA or 9-volt batteries in that lithium-ion batteries are rechargeable and produce their own energy. Because of this, lithium-ion batteries pose a much greater fire risk. Lithium-ion batteries can burn quickly and violently, often producing thick, black smoke within just a few seconds. Unlike other fires, these can burn at temperatures of over 1,000 degrees Celsius. That makes these fires difficult to extinguish, and in some cases, may require dry powder agents to put the fire out. Common household uses for lithium-ion batteries. Many common devices, including scooters, e-bikes, vape pens, cordless vacuums, electric toothbrushes, children's toys, and power tools use these types of batteries. These products can be helpful around the home, but if used improperly, they could do more harm than good. Educating the public about the risks of lithium-ion batteries is very important and can minimize injuries or property damage caused by a fire, said Chris Nicol, fire prevention officer with North Bay Fire and Emergency Services. These things are great to have, but if used improperly, these batteries can become very hazardous and unsafe. The lifespan of a lithium-ion battery varies and can span from anywhere to 2 to 10 years. Battery life is also affected by the number of times it's charged and by outside factors such as temperature. Tips to safeguard yourself from lithium-ion battery dangers. So how can you keep your home and your family safe? First and foremost, always read the manufacturer's instructions. This will indicate how long you should charge an item and will caution against what not to do with your batteries. Whatever it is you're using, always check the manufacturer's instructions, FPO Nicol said. People always throw that stuff out, but you can go on Google and find that information online. Knowing what you own and how you're using it can reduce fires and also extend the life of the battery. Although it might be tempting to order a cheaper off-brand replacement battery online, you should always stick with the original manufacturer's battery to go along with the product. These batteries are designed to fit and operate in your device, while off-brand batteries might not meet the required specifications. It is always best practice to follow the manufacturer's instructions when it comes to installation, maintenance and use, safe charging practices and decommissioning when it comes to any device, especially one that is powered by lithium-ion batteries. North Bay Fire and Emergency Services suggests only charging these devices when you are present, alert, and never leave them in your path of exiting if needed. When a fire or explosion happens, you want a clear path to exit the room or area without having to go through or near smoke and the fire. Lithium-ion batteries should also be disposed in a proper manner. These can be dropped off at an approved facility like the North Bay Household Hazardous Waste Depot, located at 112 Patton Street, North Bay. They are open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. In the event of a fire, exit the area immediately and call 911. If a lithium-ion battery catches fire in your home, North Bay Fire and Emergency Services advises homeowners to get out of the area as soon as possible and call 911. If a fire were to occur in your presence, you are going to immediately notify anyone in that room or area to quickly evacuate at the nearest exit, ensuring to completely close the door behind them. Closing the door will contain the smoke and fire to that original room or area and not spread to other parts that may be an exit path for you and other occupants, FPO Nicol said. You want to leave the building immediately, call 911 and stay outside until fire crews arrive. If your building is equipped with a fire alarm system, activate a pull station on your way out to notify the rest of the building occupants of the fire situation. To learn more about the potential dangers of lithium-ion batteries and best practices to follow for these batteries, contact North Bay Fire and Emergency Services at 705-474-5662. Or visit fire.northbay.ca.